This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a few hours for the first time amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. This is his last stop, Geneva, Switzerland, for the meeting with Putin in his first trip as president, first international trip, that is. The meeting takes place in the final hours of his first trip abroad. Sunday through Thursday, he attended the 47th G7 summit in the English seaside village of Carbis Bay, and also meetings of NATO and EU leaders in Brussels on Monday and Tuesday. Soon after Biden arrived in Geneva on Tuesday, a reporter asked if he were ready for Wednesday's meeting. Biden replied, "I'm always ready." The White House said it expects the Biden-Putin meeting to be candid and straightforward, and that Biden will bring up ransomware attacks originating in Russia, the Kremlin's aggression toward Ukraine, the imprisonment of dissidents, and other issues. In an interview with NBC News, Putin has said U.S.-Russia ties had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. He has rejected U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out debilitating cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. Newly released documents show that in the last weeks of his administration, former U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unfounded voting fraud complaints and overturn his election loss. Nearly 5 months after leaving office, Trump still contends there were voting irregularities that cheated him out of another four-year term in the White House, according to the House of Representatives Oversight and Reform Committee. Before he left office, Trump, his chief of staff, and a private attorney all sought to enlist the Justice Department to pursue election irregularities that had already been rejected in other courts. VOA News. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in the Horn of Africa. A Somali military officer told state media earlier Tuesday that 10 new recruits had been killed and 20 others wounded when a suicide bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint outside of a military training camp in the capital. Taiwan set a record 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers, flew into its defense zone on Tuesday as Beijing hit out at international criticism of its military posturing. The incursion came a day after NATO said China's increasingly aggressive military goals threatened international order, and after G7 leaders issued a landmark statement urging peace in the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's defense ministry said it scrambled its own aircraft to broadcast warnings and deployed missile batteries to track the Chinese jets after they entered the island's Southwest Air Defense Identification Zone. The flights occurred the same day Beijing accused NATO of exaggerating the threat from China and creating confrontation after a vow from the Western allies to work together to counter systemic challenges posed by Chinese policies. A top army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol complex. Lieutenant General Walter Piott told a House panel Tuesday that the National Guard was delayed for hours because they had to properly prepare for the deployment. Piott also says senior military leaders had determined beforehand that there was no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Piott is the director of the Army staff. He echoed comments from other senior military leaders about the perception of soldiers being used to secure the election process. And Hungary's parliament passed a bill Tuesday banning homosexuality in any content portraying or promoting homosexuality or sex reassignment to anyone under 18. Hungary's National Assembly passed the bill on a vote of 157-1. Under the law, any educational programs, advertisements, books, movies, or television programs depicting homosexuality or other gender minorities in a positive light will no longer be allowed. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device and take us with you wherever you go. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.